How many projects are sitting around your home unfinished? Maybe it's a piece of old furniture that you inherited. You got it stuck in the basement, up in the attic, maybe out in the barn. Maybe it's a car, an old car. Maybe it's two cars, three old cars sitting out in your garage, in your barn that you're going to get around to restoring someday. It's always someday. And you look, and life goes on, and the years go by, and the furniture's still there, the projects are yet undone, and we're still saying, someday, I'm going to get that done. This is a yardstick, 36 inches. Look at it as your life. You begin on one end, and you start moving along. And as we move along toward this end here, which is the end of our lives, we have fewer inches remaining. And at some point in our life, we are going to get down to a point where we only have a few inches left, only a little bit of time, and we never know how much that is going to be, is it? Someday, those days eventually will run out. What God says to us in Proverbs 39 and verse 4 is to measure our days. Let me read it to you. Powerful, powerful verse. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. We're all frail. We all have a certain number of days, inches, years in our life. The key is to use everyone wisely, to get things done. And if we come to a point where we may be a little bit closer down here to the end, and we haven't got all of those projects done and they're still laying around, don't leave them to somebody else to have to sell off for pennies on the dollar, who aren't interested in the furniture, the old cars, the projects that were yours to do. Move them out. Focus then on what is really important. Get things done that you want to get done, you need to get done, and that certainly can be important to you, but recognize that we need to measure our days, we need to understand where we are in our life, and we need to get the important things done, and don't leave the junk laying around for somebody else to have to dispose of. Speak to you daily. Thanks for listening.